Here's how the scariest part of most of these appointments seems to go.
Take a big deep breath for me and let it out.
All done?
Yep. That's good.
Did you feel it?
What? Was that so easy?
Good job, Nahir.
That hurted like my sister pinching me a little.
Yeah, just a little, yep.
I can get thousands of those in
good
one
job.
Day.
This is third grader Nahir Jaff with her parents at Zantikahini Middle School. She says she's happy she got it.
Because if everybody gets it, and then we might not have to wear masks in school.
She says COVID is like the villain from Harry Potter.
Otherwise, COVID reminds me of Voldemort.
But COVID reminds you of Voldemort? All right, so if you ran with it, then this vaccine is like your Patroclus or something?
My apologies to the wizarding world. I meant Patronus. Anyway, Nahir is fine. Her little sister, Farai, goes next. No problem. But here's how a tougher appointment goes.
You are so awesome. Look at me. Now.
This is Julie Russell. She's been really quiet up to this point. She holds onto her mom's hand as a volunteer nurse keeps her exposed arm still.
There. You did it. Do you realize that?
You did very well. I can't do this.
Come here, monkey.
Oh, you did
awesome.
Mom gives her a big hug. Her next shot for the flu goes about the same. A few minutes later, Julie's eyes are dry.
How do you feel now?
Good.
She and her mom hang out in the gym of Mendenhall River Community School, just in case there's a bad reaction. For the other kids that need to get shots, Julie says,
be brave.
Julie's mom, Carolina Russell, promises her some treats, too.
I did say McDonald's and Froyo after.
Nice.
And then we found out she gets to go to Copa this weekend, so she's got a pretty good deal out of this one.
That's pretty good.
But I said if you're going to do that, then you have to get the flu shot, too. So pretty good negotiation. Right?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. The flu
Copa shot. Is offering a free scoop of ice cream to young kids with her vaccine cards. Carolina is eager to get her daughter vaccinated. Her parents live in Sweden, and she says the family has had to cancel 2 trips to see them because of the pandemic.
I'm trying to get to some sort of normalcy as much as possible. So, I mean, that is one of the many things, of course, but I feel like it's important to be part of the solution, whatever way we can.
Trey Powers is in 6th grade. He's a few minutes away from getting his shot. He's nervous and upset.
I didn't have a choice. They forced me to get the shot. They wouldn't let me not get it.
His parents walk him through some downsides of not getting the shot.
What reasons do you not want to get a shot?
I've done well without getting COVID for 2 years.
And why is that?
Because I've been wearing a mask.
And staying at home all the time?
That.
Not doing a lot of stuff because you're not vaccinated?
Technically, it's been a year.
Yeah.
Once he's in the hot seat, he asks to see the needle.
See how small that is?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to put in. It's 0.2 milliliters, so it's that much fluid in there, okay?
Okay. I'm going to get a spot ready for me to pinch so I could not deal with that.
That's his suggestion for other kids. Distract yourself with a pinch somewhere else. A moment later, it's over. Trey's protests shift to how soon he can get free ice cream. Through Tuesday's clinics, about 450 young children in Juneau got their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. So far, none have had a bad reaction, at least not in the medical sense. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.